युक्तः कर्म फलं त्यक्त्वा शान्तिमाप्नोति नैष्ठिकीम्, अयुक्तः कामकारेण फले सक्तो निबध्यते। भगवद्गीता 5.12। युक्तः कर्म फलं त्यक्त्वा, युक्तः वन हु इज वेल कनेक्टेड, कर्म फलं त्यक्त्वा, गिविंग अप द फ्रूट्स ऑफ वर्क, शांतिम आपनोति नैष्ठिकीम्, नहीं शांतिम आपनोति, अटेन्स हैप्पीनेस, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, नैष्ठिकीम्, वेरी स्टेबल, वेरी स्ट्रांग, अनडिस्टर्बेबल, अयुक्तः कामकारेण, अयुक्तः, वन हु इज नॉट कनेक्टेड विद हायर स्पिरिचुअल रियालिटी, वन हु इज नॉट हार्मोनाइज्ड, देन दैट पर्सन नेचुरली seeks happiness elsewhere at the material level. Therefore, kama karena works out of kama karena, out of the desire for material enjoyment. And then, phale sakto nibadhyate, phale sakto, becoming attached to the fruits, nibadhyate, person becomes bound, nibadhyate. So this is at one level a summary of the section, but Krishna is summarizing two different things over here as compared to a similar summary that had been offered in 5.6. Arjuna starts the discussion of the Bhagavad Gita with two courses of action in the mind. One is action, which he thinks will lead to bondage. And the second is inaction or renunciation of action, which he thinks will lead to liberation. Now, Krishna explains in 5.6, which is sannyasastu mahabaho dukkhamaptama yogataha yoga yukto munir brahma nachirenadi gachyati. So Krishna explains that actually, inaction or renunciation of action, because it is unnatural, because there is no higher yogic connection which will bring higher satisfaction, so it is distressing. Dukkhama aptama yogataha. On the other hand, if one acts in yoga, then that will lead to attainment of Brahman soon. Yoga yukto munir brahma achirena adhigachyati. So here, attainment of Brahman doesn't necessarily mean attainment of Brahma Jyoti, it simply means attainment of the spiritual level of consciousness. So this is two. Now, if you see what Krishna has said here is, Arjuna has thought of two courses of action. One is action, two options open to him: action leading to bondage and inaction leading to liberation. Krishna says that actually action can lead to liberation, and actually action can lead to you to liberation in a far less distressing way, in a far less demanding way than inaction. That is what 5.6 is stating. That renunciation will be distressing. Now, Krishna has told earlier in response to Arjuna's question, first was 5.2 was that both are good. Sanyasah karma yogascha nishreyasa karavubhav tayostu karma sanyasat karma yogo vishishyate. So, Krishna has stated that both sanyas and the karma sannyas and karma yoga are good because both elevate one, both take one towards liberation. But here in the sixth verse he has said that actually action, detached action is better because it is natural, and inaction, renunciation is more demanding. So now Krishna, so that was the contrast between those two things, detached action and inaction. But now here in the 12th verse, Krishna is comparing two different things. He is talking about detached work and attached work. So, whereas Arjuna thought of only two options, action and inaction, Krishna has shown that there are three options actually for him. There is detached action, there is inaction, and there is attached action. So, now, in one sense, if we consider these as three level A, level B, and level C. So Arjuna thought, so level A is detached action, level B is inaction, and level C is attached action. So Arjuna had thought that there are only two options, B and C. There is inaction and attached action. So, and he naturally thought that B is better than C. Detached action is better than attached action. But Krishna has told Arjuna that there is a third option, that is, there's a way you can act but with detachment, detached action. And detached action is the best. So the sixth verse, the 5.2 as well as 5.6 are a comparison between A and B, between detached action and inaction. And both of them say the same thing, that detached action is better than inaction. And now, in 5.12, Krishna is comparing A and C, that is detached action and attached action. This sort of comparison, not exactly comparison, but putting both of them together, Krishna had done also in the third chapter, when he said that the detached should also work the way the attached work. So set an example for them. So, for example, he said that in several times between 3.25 to 30. He said that, for example, that prakriter guna sammoodha sajjante guna karma sutana krishna vido vandan krishna minna vichalayet buddhivedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam yoshayet sarva karmani vidvan yuktah samacharan saktah karmanya vidvamso yatha kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvams tha saktash chikir shurloka sangraham. So all of these have the same theme, that there are two different kinds of people, saktaha and avidvams, attached and ignorant, and there is asaktaha and vidvams, detached and enlightened. So Krishna has said that detached and enlightened should also act, but for the sake of setting an example for the attached and enlightened, attached and ignorant, so that they will also gradually come to a higher level. So there the point was that there is, so B is higher than C. So I'll repeat this once again, in case this has become kind of confusing. A is detached action, B is inaction, and C is attached action. So what Krishna is telling is that the people who are at A level should still act, because they can set an example for people at C level. Now for people who are into action, for them the B level example is not suitable, because they don't have the adhikar to give up all action. And if they are told to give up all action for the sake of spiritual advancement, they will give up the pursuit of spiritual advancement itself. So don't create too much disturbance for them by giving them and by instructing them to do something which, for which they don't have the adhikar, which they don't have the capacity to do. So instead, Krishna states that instead, act in a way, so stay in the same realm as you are staying, act the way they are acting, but when you act with detachment, they will also learn from you and they will also act with detachment. So Krishna had said in the third chapter that level A is better for the sake of loka sangraha. It will set an example for people in general, and they will be able to rise from level C to A bypassing B, because B is impractical. Renouncing action is not very suitable for them. Most people cannot renounce action. In this verse, Krishna is clearly differentiating between A and C. And he is saying, yes, I am telling you, Arjuna, to act, but don't think that action will lead to bondage, because I am talking to you of a significantly different kind of action. So here, saktaha karmanya vid, here is yuktaha karma phalam tyaktva. Yuktaha, one who is engaged in yoga. The word yukta is actually a variant of the word yoga. Bhagavad Gita has primarily the word yoga in three forms: yoga, yogi, and yuktaha. Yukta is very common. So yuktaha basically means, it simply could mean engaged. It also means engaged in yoga. So yuktaha karma phalam tyaktva. The person who is yuktaha, such a person because being connected with the higher spiritual reality, we engage in yoga that is meant for the pursuit of higher spiritual reality. That person gives up the immediate fruits of works, karma phalam tyaktva. And then what happens by such a person? Shantim apnoti anaishtikim. That person attains a great, profound, unshakable peace. Naishtikim, that which cannot be disturbed. Unshakable peace. Now in this world, we all can get peace. But the peace that we get in this world is something which comes, which is fragile. Because somewhere some disturbance can come up, some agitation can come up, somebody can come and speak something which is very distressing, or someone may just directly, some natural disturbance may come up, or even our mind only suddenly some desires may come up which trouble us. So all these threats to peace are always there, and when which threat will spring and take away our peace, we can't say. So the way to get peace is not to imagine that I will get more and more power, and the more power I get, then the less control outer things will have on me, and by that, or I'll have more control on outer things, and then I can minimize and eliminate disturbances, and then I will be peaceful. That is never going to happen. The way to peace is to become, to rise to a spiritual level of consciousness by becoming yuktaha. So when we rise above to a higher level of consciousness, and just as a fire on a in a place may disturb people, but if somebody in an airplane above that place, then the fire doesn't disturb. So like that, when we have raised our consciousness high upwards, then we are not disturbed by whatever happens at the material level. And ayuktaha in so shanti maapnoti naishtikim. So Arjuna, you are thinking that just by avoiding the war you will get some peace, but that peace is fragile. Any moment it will can break down. But if you raise your consciousness by doing your duty, which is fighting, in a mood of detachment, then you will, by the spiritual growth that you attain by through that, there you will get naishtiki sukhi. And then he says further, ayuktaha kama karena. Krishna is differentiating. This is how you should act and how you should not act. Ayuktaha, if you are not engaged in yoga, if you are not spiritually purposeful, then you will automatically become materially driven, because we cannot live without pleasure. Our need for pleasure will immediately make us seek pleasure at the material level. And then by that, we will kamakarena. The kama that is already there in the body, in the senses, the mind, the intelligence, which need to be purified, as was mentioned in the previous verse. So they will impel, and ayukta kama karena phale sakto. And then you will become motivated. Okay, I do this, I'll get this result. Then I can enjoy this form of sense gratification. When you act for phale sakto, then nibadhyate. Such a person will naturally become bound. So by clearly contrasting between detached work and attached work, between A and C, Krishna is making it very clear for Arjuna what way he should act and why. This is the way, if he acts, he will be free from bondage. Thank you.